kiuta. Ko pānoe mihia tunei mai te reo i rirangi te hiko teika. Tāku kei runga te waia tēne ano o ngā reo kaikōrero whaia o roto te hiku nei. Anei ko Lisa McNabb, no reira e te tamahine kia ora anō rā.
Ai, tēnā koe pā, ngā mihi kia koe. Mea kaitau ngā whānau o te hiku, whakarongo mai, tēnā wāhanga, tau hōtaka, ngā mihi atu kia kaitau kia koe e pā.
Ai, kia ora e te tamahine anō rā. E hari anei mui atu koe iau, I caught you this time around. You know, te kōrero, are you free, Mr. Humphreys? nā reira, he nara wo mihi to our wairuas that have passed on e taurahere ngā kapua, te arahi koe ngā rātou ko ngaro i te tirohanga kanohi, ka mihi kā hotu Māori o rara.
Ai, kia ora rā.
Ai.
He mataro i tēnei wā. Te mate o tōku matua keke. Te taino o tōku whaia, Auntie Babe, a.k.a. Teddy, a.k.a. Priscilla Popata, e ngā wā i mua, nā te mea tona ingoa inaia nei ko Mani o Poto, i Māre ngā aia Winston Mani o Poto no Te Aumutu, i mate aia ina nahi. So, māku e maumahara te wā, te pauritanga o tōku whaia keke, mea rātou tuatana teina tuihine whānau, pāni whānau, kirimate o tēnei wā pā. So, mihi atu. Kia rātou katoa e ngaro ana e tahi pau o a rātou whānau. Moi mai rā. Nā te mea kahuri ki a koe, ki a kaitau, ngā kanuhi ora, ngā honga ora, ngā mihi atu ki a kaitau. So, Pa, what do you want to hear from me today? I would like to share, Pa, that this weekend, starting this evening, we've got a wānanga out at Wainui Marae out there at Ahipara. You know, the whānau out there, the trustees of the marae, have over the past couple of 4 or 5 years, as you know, have been doing mahi, lots of mahi, to bring our wharenui up to scratch, up to a standard. We've been fundraising, and whānau have been doing the koha bit on a regular basis to now start seriously looking at how and when our whare kai and kehingi and ablution block start to be drawn up for that, and you know, the funding applications going in. But one of the things this weekend is we're having a wānanga around tikanga and kawa. And, you know, yes, acknowledging that, yes, we knowledge of what tikanga and what kawa is and the differences between. But this is about, because Wainui Aumarai has been a long time without a wharenui, a long time without having all of the things that are, you know, all of the buildings, the structures that enable our whānau to grieve together, to celebrate together, to remember together, that this wānanga, this weekend, it's only a one-dayer tonight, and then tomorrow till tomorrow afternoon. But it's more around, okay, because of, you know, where we've been, and where we are at now, and where we intend to go, what does our tikanga look like for our marae, for our hapu, Ngāti Muitonga ki Roku Whā? What does it look like for us? How do we, you know, include our kaitamariki, our tamahine, tamatane? How do we include the next generation down in identifying what the tikanga is for us on our marae? This is not to say, you know, this is about us. This is about us. This is about the generation below me and you, and the one below them, them having a voice and then collectively agreeing and supporting. Well, this is what it means to us in our marae for our hapu here in Wainui. So it's an exciting time. We've got 110, I think, have been registered to attend, and we're excited. We're excited, and that's big registration for first time wānanga. But that again demonstrates, I think, how excited our whānau are about coming together to celebrate, to kōrero, to remember, to confirm, to all of those things, Pa. So it's an exciting time for us there at Wainui. I think the other thing, Pa, is that it's also a good time to talk about, okay, so what happens when we have, given COVID, given all the lockdowns that have happened, what is our tikanga in terms of when our whānau from overseas bring their ashes back? Or not even from overseas, from here in Aotearoa. What do we do? What do we do in terms of when we, our whānau, inter, do those, when they want to bring back their whānau that are buried in different places? And because urbanness is growing and cemeteries are being, motorways and roads and all the rest of it, what is our tikanga for that when that happens? What is our tikanga when we have suicides that come home? Not in terms of the manaaki that we give to the whānau who have lost those ones, but how do we challenge those who come with, in terms of, we don't want to celebrate suicide. We don't want to, so what does that look like? Absolutely, we celebrate that young person or remember that young person, but not, what are the messages that we send around suicide as part of our tikanga? So those are some of the other conversation points that I'm looking forward to hearing and initiating, really, so that the thoughts of our next generations can open up and kōrero about, and then collectively agree to, yes, this is what it means to us, and then collectively take the responsibility of ensuring that other whānau, their other members to their whānau, to their generations, are aware of what it looks like when they come home.
Kia ora, absolutely. ko tēnei kaupapa pai, kaupapa rangatira. As you are aware, I am also aware. It's as we get older, we go past the point of knowing and not knowing. We become aware, totally aware, and things become so much clearer as you get older to when you were younger. Ngai tēnā, the first point of call is tikanga is something that belongs ki te iwi anō rā ki a ngāpuhi. Really the kawa belongs to ngāpuhi, because ngā te Teo Māori is only got two kawa. That ko te pāeke, which is exercised by ngāpuhi, as the manuhiri get called on, the haukainga all stand in mihi, then give the manuka over to the manuhiri to finish off. Then from there, that is ngāpuhi. When you go to Tainui, it's called tauututu, which is the haukainga would stand, manuhiri would stand, haukainga stand, manuhiri, meaning is in Tainui Waikato, the haukainga would stand and they would also finish. As in ngāpuhi here, which is pāeke, is the haukainga stand and they give the kōrero over, the manuhiri stand, and you know, and depending what the kaupapa is, that they hariru before the mihi starts. However, just how you would actually want to exercise this would be a good discussion for the wānanga you're speaking about. A lot of people believe it's you should take the tapu off the manuhiri before you haruru. However, some people believe wholeheartedly it's in the hariru and the hongi is the whakanoa of the tapu after the first part is the kaikaranga. So it's a kaupapa tino atahua. Tēnā kaupapa, it would be good to have some people there that are knowledgeable about what you fellows are talking about, even for the whakamatehuna suicide. I agree with what you have said. It's not a kaupapa that should be celebrated. However, when there's time to take ownership of what happened, that between ihoa and the one that has forced the hand of ihoa and taken hers or his own life. See, where it's not something that's going to be settled in a wānanga overnight into the next day.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. Totally agree around having those with experience and knowledge from ngāra, you know, tāwhito. And that's what we have. You know, that's what we have included, those kaumātua from Ahipara in that discussion. Totally agree that, you know, around a suicide, you know, that it's not a thing. However, it's still, you know, if we don't begin the conversation, you don't arouse people's thoughts around, okay, Aida. So what, you know, where to next?
Kia ora.
So that, you know, this is the first of many. Like I say, we you know, our marae doesn't have all of the, you know, the buildings that support tangihanga, marina, and what have you, you know, the Alice celebrations and memories. We just have our whare tupuna, and that's okay for us at this minute. But, you know, this is one of many that we intend to hold. So those conversations around just you know, opening one's thoughts to, okay, what does that look like?
Aye,
what
Kilda.
Is it going to sound like? You know, so we're excited. I'm excited.
Absolutely.
I'm excited to see and welcome, you know, those of us who haven't been a part of our marae for a long while, and, you know, to see again those who are always there at the table, you know, when we have our hui, and yeah, you know, it's an exciting time
Hilda.
For us to come together, you know, the wānanga.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, just like that bubble that's been created between Aotearoa and Australia and New Zealand is those ones over there through the COVID, as you've already mentioned. They lost their loved ones at home here. They were unable to come home and mourn. However, even so, 12 months later, when their bubble opened, they were able to come home, mourn, hence to get peace, and then to heal. Kita koe, however, I never ever thought in my lifetime something like COVID would happen while I'm still here. However, I was glad I'm still here, so I'm able to groom, look after my tamariki mokopuna, you know, and mokomokos of the world they are growing up in, and we are still a part of course. You know, the transition into what has now still trying to make its home, Aotearoa, which is that māuiui, the COVID, all that's interested in is coming and destroying families. You know, it's a war from another land that has come over here, and all it'll do is go around. If the family get one in the family gets caught, it'll tihahu, it'll stretch that family to its limits, and really, really, its only intention is to destroy it. So
have you been? Are you taking the immunisation, the vaccination that they've got and been promoting? Have you personally done that in terms of, public health wellbeing?
I'll put it this way. I'm one of the critics that have been questioning it through the research of the scientists from Germany and other lands of the repercussions. Well, put it this way, is that if 2 years' time, all those ones in Parliament haven't been, you know, they're still alive, they haven't died, then absolutely I would consider it. But right now, jumping to the front of the line.
What about, have you ever had the flu vaccination?
No, I just stay away from people that are sick. I just stick with my Vicks, my Lemsip, Kumaraho if it's needed.
Oh, paitina. Paitina, apa. Look, I've got to go into a meeting now.
Absolutely.
So ngamihi atu. Like I say, we're really excited for our wānanga, for the conversations and the thoughts that are going to be provoked, conversations that are going to be initiated through wherever we go to in our wānanga.
Absolutely. Nō reira, te tamahi nei. I'll come through and support my huaranga tira. In ara pea, hei whāri ki kōrero atu ki roto i a koutou, you know, as guidelines to look forward. Every journey starts with one step. Nā reira, kia pai tōra, mauri o rara.
Ai, ngā mihi, tēnā koe.
Kia ora. Karo mai koutou ki te manuhiria pā, te rako Lisa McNabb e kōrero ana i te wānanga katū, anō ki Wainui, te marae, te hapū, anaira ko te roke kā, mai anō iahipara. Ko pā me tāna manuhiri Lisa McNabb, a mauri o rara.